Chapter 5. Dorian wants to forget.
I am happy that you did not marry Sybil, Dorian, Lord Henry said, sitting down in a chair. Because you did not love her. I think that there is something very beautiful about her death.
But why do I not feel very much about it, Henry? Said Dorian. Maybe I can't love anyone. I feel like an actor at the theatre. Everyone died, but I did not get hurt.
It is an interesting question, replied Lord Henry. Sybil died because she loved you. You are lucky. I want someone to die because they love me. When I stop loving women, they don't stop loving me. They become very boring and they remember everything. Women never know when something is finished. It is better that Sybil is dead.
After Lord Henry left, Dorian went to look at the painting. No, there is no change, he thought. The mouth became cruel when the girl drank the poison. Poor Sybil. She often acted death. Then death really came. Did she hate me when she died? No, she died loving me. He put the screen back in front of the painting and turned away. He must not think about it again. That evening, he went to the theatre with Lord Henry, Lord Henry's sister, and some of their friends. Lord Henry gave Dorian a book about a man from Paris.
This man lived only for pleasure, Lord Henry told him. You must read it.
While Dorian was having breakfast the next morning, a servant brought Basil into the room.
I'm so happy that I found you, Dorian, Basil cried. Have you had a terrible night? Did you go and see the girl's mother? Oh, poor woman. What did she say about it all?
My dear Basil, how do I know? Replied Dorian, looking bored. I was at the theatre with Henry. I met Lady Gwendolen, Henry's sister. She is very charming.
You went to the theatre while Sybil Vane was lying dead from poison? Said Basil, speaking very slowly. Stop it, Basil, cried Dorian. What's past is past. If people don't talk about a thing, then it did not happen. Sybil's mother has a son, too. A sailor, I think. So she still has one child.
You call yesterday the past?
Yesterday or a year ago, said Dorian. It doesn't matter. I want to enjoy my feelings and senses. I don't want them to hurt me.
Dorian, this is horrible. I still see your same innocent face, but something has changed you. No, it is all Henry's influence. I see that now.
Dorian's face went red, and he stood up. Henry has been very good to me, he said. He's better to me than you. You only taught me to love my beauty.
Well, I am suffering for that now, Basil replied angrily.
Yes, Sybil's death was terrible, but it cannot be changed, cried Dorian. Basil, I am a man now, not a child, he added more gently. I have new ideas and new feelings. Of course I like Henry. But I know that you are better than him, and you must always be my friend. Please don't fight with me. I am me. There is nothing more to say.
The painter listened quietly. He loved Dorian, and did not want to be angry with him.
"Well," he said, "I won't speak to you again about this horrible thing. I hope to paint you again soon. But why is my portrait behind that screen? Please, can I see it?"
"No," said Dorian, jumping in front of the screen. "You cannot see it, and you will never paint me again."
"But that's crazy," said Basil. "What's the matter, Dorian? Have you seen something strange in the picture?"
"Yes, you have. You've seen that I loved your beauty too much. That is why the screen is there."
"Yes, Basil," replied Dorian quietly, and he smiled because he knew that he was safe. "I have seen that, and I can't explain it, but there is something strange about a portrait. It has its own life."
"No, you will not see it.
But I shall come and have tea with you. That will be nice."
"Nicer for you," said Basil sadly. "I'm sorry that you won't show me the portrait, and you won't sit for me again. But I understand. You have helped me very much with my art, and I thank you for that."
Then he left the room. Dorian sat and thought for a few seconds. "I will ask a servant to take the picture upstairs to a room at the top of the house," he thought. "I will keep the key. No one can enter the room. No one must see the portrait again." Together, he and the servant took the picture upstairs. When Dorian came back down, he saw Henry's book lying on the table. He picked it up and began reading. It was a story about a man from Paris. This man lived his life only for pleasure. He did terrible things in his life and was cruel to many people. But Dorian could not stop reading it. He was late for dinner with Lord Henry that night. "I'm sorry, Henry," he said, "but it was because of your book. I was very interested, and I forgot the time."
"Ah," replied Lord Henry, "you like it."
"I didn't say that," replied Dorian. "I only said that it interests me."